We're in the time, the Eser Yimei Tshuva, and it's the time of truth. So I want to make a confession. I have an addiction. It's a strange thing. My wife would say it's an obsession. Despite having lived almost the majority of my life in Eretz Yisrael, in Medinat Yisrael, I still am very in touch with and invested in and interested in knowing what's going on in the country of my birth, United States of America. Especially the Jewish community, which is now, for years, the United States from really before the Shoah until a few years ago was the largest Jewish community in the world. Israel has eclipsed it, at least according to most surveys. But the United States is still the largest diaspora community. And I know we have students here from others. We don't even have any students from France, the next largest diaspora community. But I want to talk about something that I came across on the bus this morning, which I guess had an advantage, the fact that there was more traffic today than yesterday, so it took me a long time to get in, but gave me a chance to read something. So I like staying in touch with what's going on in America, especially with American rabbis, what they're thinking, what they're saying. I find it fascinating. The Forward this week collated a series of sermons. I think it had 60-some-odd rabbinic sermons that little snippets from them and topics that were given this week, asking all these rabbis what was on their minds. So obviously on some people's minds were the elections. Remember, for many rabbis, it's a difficult job. They have to prepare a whole ton of sermons, especially Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This is the only time a lot of the congregants in America are going to actually show up. So it's the one chance, one or two chances, they have to address everything that's happened in the Jewish community over the year. So for many of these, the issues of the Israeli election was a little bit of a topic, not so much it seems. The American elections, and which seems to be a never-ending story in the United States, as soon as election happens, they're already campaigning for the next election. That is a major discussion. Anti-Semitism and the rise of anti-Semitism and the scares to synagogues in the past year have been shut up, and how to relate to that. That's obviously very much on the minds of American Jews. And some of them were talking about more classic issues. I think the Torah kind of spells out for us how leaders should think about what messages to convey. In this tiny, tiny parsha of Vayelech, coming up to the very end, Moshe's final days. V'yom Hashem Moshe hen karvu yamecha lamut. You're going to die. And you're a leader, and one of the quintessential components of good leadership, as opposed to less than good leadership, is to guarantee it continues. So Hashem says to Moshe, you're a good leader. Now it's time to pass the baton. Krat Yoshua v'yatzvu ba'ol mo'ed v'tzevenu. Call Yoshua, and I will give him the command to take over, take Am Yisrael into the promised land. V'yelech Moshe v'yoshua v'yatzvu ba'ol mo'ed. And they come and they stand in the ol mo'ed. And then it continues about the appointment of Yoshua, only for a few psukim. And God tells him to be careful, and then he says to Moshe, you're going to die. And then what's going to happen is Yeshua will take the Eretz Yisrael, and unfortunately, v'chara pi bo v'yom ahu v'azavtim v'istarti panai mehem. Bad things are going to happen. The Jewish people are going to abandon the path of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when they abandon me, I will abandon them. I will hide my face from them. And we all live today in a day where God is not openly manifest, where he has hidden his face from us. Hence, all the calamities we have to talk about in these sermons. And bad things will happen. And I want you to listen to the next pasuk. Because whether or not, they say, leadership for some people is something which is taken. They decide to take the reins of leadership. And for some, it's thrown upon them. Like the cloak of Eliyahu when he tosses it onto Elisha. You may not plan on being a Jewish leader, but you're going to be, Emir Tashem, whether you decide to take on leadership in the Jewish community, whether you decide to go into Chinuch, whether you decide to go into Rabbanus, whether you decide just to be a Balabas who works hard for the Jewish community, or even if that's not on your agenda, one day, Emir Tashem, you will be a father. Like I'm a father to a bunch of kids. And they're going to look up to you. That's your family. And you have to decide, what is the leadership? What's the direction you're leading your family? And the pasuk that Hashem tells Moshe to pass on to Yeshua, listen very carefully. This is what he says. He wasn't talking about Trump. He wasn't talking about Bibi. He wasn't even talking about anti-Semitism, although he mentions the previous pasuk, a lot of bad things are going to happen. I will hide my face from them, but Vata kidvu lechem et ashira hazot. Now you, Moshe, before your death, write down this song. V'omdat b'nei Yisrael sima fihem, and make sure they know it well. V'manti ali hashira hazot le'ev b'nei Yisrael, such that this song will be a testimony, be a witness for generations to come. And what is the song? Rashi says, et hashira hazot hazino hashamayim. The parsha we're going to read after our present parsha. And the Rambam spells out, and this you got to do. He spells out a mitzvah. Mitzvah aseh al kol ish v'ish mi'Yisrael. That means every single one of us. Lichtov sefer Torah latzmo. You have to write your own sefer Torah. Shneamar. As the pasuk says, the pasuk we just read. What Moshe said, what Hashem said to Moshe before he passed baton to Yeshua, Vata kitvuluchem et ashira, klomar, says the Rambam, kitvuluchem Torah sheesh bashira zo, write the whole Torah. Why? L'vishein kutvina Torah parshiot parshiot. Because there are no little selections of Torah. It's a totality. Write this shira, write the totality of Torah. If you're going to be a Jewish leader, meaning you're going to be a parent, meaning you're going to be part of your household, or you're going to be a rabbi, or you're just going to be a good person who's active in the community, what do you have to do? You have to keep full the chemet ashira zot. You have to write a sefer Torah. We are confronted, all of us, every single day, and as you get older, it happens more and more and more. You're confronted with what is going to be the centerpiece of your life. We have so many pulls. All of us have pulls. We have pulls of our job. We have pulls of our interests. We have pulls of going to games of footy. We have pulls perhaps going to rock concerts. We have pulls, a myriad of pulls. Some of them are loftier and some of them are less so. But what does it mean to be a Jew? Remember, he didn't even say, the Rambam doesn't say incumbent on all Jewish leaders. He says incumbent on every Jewish male. I'll say that. We'll leave that for another story. Incumbent on every Jewish male is to write a Sefer Torah. Not everyone Zocha. Sofrei Stam, the Sofrim, they can really write the Sefer Torah. Some of us have to pay for it in some machlokas rishonim if that's okay or not so okay. That's what we do. The Rambam, it's clear to me, was of the position you have to have your own Sefer Torah because he saw Torah as a symbol in itself. When we took out the Torah a few minutes ago, it was a symbol of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and makes you think of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they can't replace that. Other rishonim disagree. It has a beautiful rush. The rush is, you know how you makai the mitzvah of Ketivat Sefer Torah? How do you fulfill this mitzvah? He says it's very easy. You go to a Sfarim store and you buy a Sefer. He says, now we have printed books. Oh, the rush wasn't talking printed books yet. The Aruch HaShulchan will be. The Aruch HaShulchan in the wake of the rush says, now we have printed books. You go to the bookstore, you go take a Jewish book off the shelf and you buy it. And you take it home and you put it in your home. And that defines a Jew. You know what Jewish leadership is? Jewish leadership is putting the Sefer Torah at the center of our lives. And you and me and we are all going to be called upon at various times to take that leadership, and all of us have the ability to do so. Kitfu at the Sefer Torah.